It took 7 hours for the tsunami to roll more than 3,000 miles across the Indian Ocean. Countries in East Africa were the last to feel the deadly force of the waves, and hardest hit was Somalia, shaped like a boomerang on the Horn of Africa. Estimates of the Somali dead range from 150 to 300. Relief efforts are vastly complicated by the fact that Somalia hasn't had a functioning national government for more than a decade. The country's been carved up by rival clans and warlords. The UN is now seeking more than $10 million to help some 50,000 Somalis directly affected by the tsunami. Mawlid Warfa is with the UN's World Food Program in the town of Hafun, which took the full force of the waves. And Mr. Warfa, can you describe the damage, please, where you are?
The people lost almost everything in Hafun. They lost their houses, they lost their boats, they lost their fishing gears, they lost their fishing nets, and you know, this thing has happened right on the best time for fishing in this coastal seasonal fishing area.
So that's a whole industry, the fishing industry, that would have to be rebuilt.
Exactly. The fishing industry, that needs to be rebuilt if people are to, you know, revive their life and come back, you know, like doing what they normally depended on their life. And on top of the fishing industry being destroyed, there's been about 3 to 4 years of drought that have reduced the level of the livestock to unimaginable level. And then after the 4 years of drought, there's been heavy rains in November that killed many of the survived weak livestock. So we're talking about three different natural disasters that, you know, reduce the socioeconomic status of the people in this part of Somalia.
Is the food that you're able to provide equal to the numbers of people who need it? And what about other problems, medical trouble that might be starting up?
The food we've dispatched so far is 300 metric tons of food commodities, but we believe many people are still in need of food aid, plus medicine, plus shelter, plus other basic infrastructures. And remember, there's no government to cater for the people. There is no government institutions to even, you know, look after simple things like medical facilities, water. So the situation is really cloudy, and it's very, very difficult until, you know, a major intervention is being implemented.
When you think about what has to happen in Somalia for rebuilding, there is no functioning government. Any infrastructure, roads, bridges to be rebuilt, who will do that?
this is the $1 million question that nobody can answer. The humanitarian aid agencies could only, you know, help the situation. But, you know, those kinds of infrastructure like roads, like schools, like hospitals, sites like that, you know, are things that people are not even thinking about. Those kind of issues are not thinkable in this part of Somalia.
Mr. Warfa, thanks for talking with us today.
No, you're welcome.
Mawlid Warfa with the World Food Program, speaking with us from Hafun, Somalia.